Haggai this morning. Amen. Haggai chapter number 1. The Bible says, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come in the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe ye, but there is none more. And ye that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it. I will glorify and be glorified, saith the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which is the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all that labor with the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joash, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I'm with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. In the 4th and 20th day, in the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the king. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach this morning for just a little bit, if God will be my help, and a lot of your prayers on this thought, an unfinished work. An unfinished work. Now, you see, the nation of Israel, they've been, after 70 years of captivity, Cyrus had released them up to go up in the and build a thing. But they got up there and they got hindered down. The foundations was laid for the temple, but the work ceased. Amen? I'm thinking today there's a foundation in these mountains that's been laid for a long time. But I'm afraid if we ain't careful, youngins, the work will cease. The work has ceased in a lot of places. You can look around today and you can see church houses all over that's shut the doors. There's a church house down Madison County. They use it as a barn to put hay in. Man, it used to be a church, the power of God on it. I tell you, young, we build a foundation, but if we don't continue to build upon that foundation, when the work ceases, it'll never be complete. It'll never amount to what God wants it to. So we see that here that they went up. Over 50,000 Jews had left out. They went up and they began to build and they laid the foundation. Amen. The foundation is the most important part. You get the foundation down, you get the foundation true, and then you can build upon that foundation. Amen. That's right and that's just. But what happens when they got there? The foundation's laid and they lost sight. They lost their priority. Amen. Amen. Their priority was no longer in sight. They begin to go in different directions. Amen. Now, if Haggai was preaching here, if he could have used he didn't have it, but if he could have used a verse of Scripture out of the New Testament, he would have used Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Does anybody know what that says? I quote it all the time, but seek ye first the Lord, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? So what he would have told him, he said, hey, listen, youngs, let's just do the work of God. Stand here and be faithful to him. Hello? Amen. Hey, listen, does faithfulness matter this morning? Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, it's a good thing to be saved, but it's a better thing to be faithful to the Lord. Amen. Faithfulness to the Lord, as it should be our priority, because He is our priority. But they got their eyes off of God. They got their eyes off of the work that God would have them to do. Amen. That's what happens in the world today. We take our eyes off the Lord. Amen. We forget about the righteous God, that is right according to His eyes. Because He said, hey, listen, if we just do what's right, what He says is right, He said, everything else God will take care of. I don't know about you. I ain't the brightest between the ears. But Billy, I figured out a long time ago, if I just stay with God and I trust Him, praise God, He will take care of this poor old dumb country boy. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we'll just stay with Him, stay close to Him, and when you get to struggling, listen, just get a little bit closer. Amen. Just trust Him a little bit more. Just believe on Him, praise God. Rely on, adhere to Him just a little bit more. And He will take care of you, I promise. He said He would, and He can't lie. So we see as they go out here, and God, praise God, that when we put God first, what Haggai's telling, he said, listen, remember when we were putting God first, God was taking care of us. God was blessing us. God was meeting our needs. God was supplying what we needed, praise God, to get the work done. Hello? Remember what he said? He said, hey, listen, Nehemiah said, hey, listen, King, we're going to need something. And the king says, well, he sent him a letter, praise God, put her down, put his stamp on. He said, whatever you need, we'll supply. You know what he was saying? He was saying, that old ungodly king, praise God, said, hey, listen, whatever you need, God's going to supply. Amen. He's going to take care of it for you. If we'll just trust God this morning, young, it's praise the Lord. He said that He would bless us and He'd take care of us. We've been promised the blessings of God. Let that just sink in for just a minute. Where's those blessings come from? From heaven. They come from God. The Bible says, down to us word who believe. I don't know about you, I believe in God. I'm putting all my faith. Did you know today is a special day? Today is a special day that our president has proclaimed. This is a day of prayer and praise and thanksgiving. Amen? Praise the Lord. A special day of prayer and praise and thanksgiving in the United States of America. We're starting to celebrate 250 years as a nation. Amen? And it wasn't built on a whim. It was built upon the foundation of our Judeo-Christianity, praise God, stand believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Our founding father said, you cannot have a nation without God. Amen. I think God, praise God, when Eisenhower added to our monies a while back, when he was in office, in God we trust. Amen. In God we trust. Amen. Praise God. And when we trust God, when you put God out there, when you make God first, praise God, God takes care of everything else. You say, preacher, that sure is a lot of difficulties. Yeah, they had adversities too. Difficulties came up. That's why they quit the building. Amen. It's easier to sit at the house and do your own thing in private than it was to go out in public and try to minister for the Lord, try to do something for God, try to make a difference in the community that the whole community can see. Amen. Can you see where we're slipping up in this world we live in? Can you see how we're slipping up in our families and our homes? Amen. We got our priority messed up. Our priority, praise God, ought to be the unfinished work. Amen. That remains. Praise God. We ought to be about the Lord's business. Amen. But when we put ourselves first. Amen. When you put self first, what happens? He said, when you put self first, he said, then you lose the blessing. Hello? I mean, when you put yourself first, then you lose the blessing. Look what he says. He said, it came word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and his house lying waste? Now, what's Haggai asking them? The same question God would ask us today. He said, what are you doing for me? You say, well, preacher, I'm blessed. Well, I've got a nice house on the hill, fully furnished, praise God. Everything in it is the nicest I can get, the nicest I can acquire. And that's what they were in the days of Haggai. He said, you're sitting in your sealed houses. He said, they're fully complete. They're finished. They've got the paneling walls and everything's explicit. But what about the waste that's down at the house of God? He said, what are we doing, hey, praise, to make his house better? What are we doing to glorify His place? Amen. He said, you're missing. He said, the blessings will quit coming. Amen. They'll be you'll still be here. You'll still be doing things. But you won't, but God can't bless it. Listen to what He says. He says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And He says, the Lord says here, He said, hey, you know what's down church? He said, hey, just slow down, stop a minute, and just think about it. Think about where you've been in your life. Think about the walk that you've walked and how you've got out and you've done things that's contrary to the Word of God and contrary to things of God and just literally forgot about God. Amen? And how things begin to go awry and things get all messed up. Hello? He said, just think about it. He said, you've sown much and you bring in little. Does that sound familiar? Amen. The world day. I don't know what the people I talked with last week. Well, not that this is Sunday. This week. They said, you know what? It just seems like the harder you work, the less you have. Amen. Almost seems possible, don't it? But you know, my daddy only had a sixth or seventh grade education, but he's a pretty smart man. He told us boys one time, he said, let me tell you, they talk about raising our wages and giving us, letting us make more and more money. He said, that's for naught. He said, listen, he said, when he was working, said, I worked and prayed, I made 75 cents an hour. Amen? And he said, Brother Bobby, he said, when I made 75 cents an hour, I could take everything, save it up, everything I made for that year, if I took all that and put it down, he said, I could buy not a fancy one, but a new car. Come on, stay with me. Today, if you work hard and you save what you got, you can probably take it, and what you make, you can go down and purchase you a brand new car. Most of us. Amen. What you make in 1 year, you can go buy. You know, how much has things changed? The only thing that's changed is me and you. The world is clicking on, praise God. Our finances still being taken care of. God's still God. God's still on the throne. God's still able to take a little, glory, hallelujah, and do a lot. Amen. When we put it in His hands. Amen. But I tell you, if we do like a Sapphira and her husband, and we try to give God a little bit, and we try to hold back a whole lot, we think we know better than God does. Amen. You say, preacher, you getting into our finances? I ain't getting into nothing. I'm just saying, praise God, we better put our faith and trust in God. Amen. Because He said, hey, you bring in a little bit. You have sown that much, but He said, you're only bringing in a little bit. And listen to what He says. He said, you eat, but you have not enough. Have you noticed how expensive food is now? And Brother Bobby, if you try to eat healthy, praise God, you have to have a fluff bank account. Amen. To eat healthy. Because it's so expensive. Amen. Pray God, we need to just pray and ask God to bless those things that we do have to eat. I'm talking about prayer and praise and thanksgiving, magnifying God. Realize there's unfinished work that needs to be finished. And God wants us to help Him to finish it. Amen. He said, you eat, but you have not enough. He said, you drink, and you're not filled with drink. He said, you're never satisfied. Hey, have you ever noticed how thirsty the world is for stuff? They're so thirsty for stuff. They're drinking in all the ridiculous things that the world has, but they're never satisfied. I always run across the street to try one more thing. Amen. People tell me, well, Pastor Jeff, I'm going to come to church whenever I get through this. Soon as I try this, people that's in a terrible shape, alcoholism, drug addiction, perversion. And they say, preach, soon as I get through this one more treatment, you know, I try one more clinic, Then I'll try God. And they're trying everything. They're drinking, praise God, from the wells, but they're never satisfied. Those things never be taken care of. Amen. He said, you clothe you, but there's no warmth. None warm. Amen. If you're kind of like my wife, you put on all the clothes you got and you're still cold. Hello? Amen. Just don't seem like it's warm. That don't seem like the warmth there anymore. Seems like the home ain't as warm as it used to be. Amen. Like the house ain't as comfortable as it used to be. There's not the companionship, the camaraderie that they used to be. Amen. That ain't God's fault. Why? Because what happened? We've left some things unfinished. We've left some things undone. Praise God. We've got slack on the task. God's a minister of hearts. He said, he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. But just ask questions. Just be honest. How many of you feel like you got a hole in your sack? Amen. You bring it in, you're putting it in there, Brother Chris, it's just falling out the bottom. Amen. Seems like the more you put in there, the bigger the hole gets. Hello? Amen. That ain't God's fault. Amen. Praise God. He said, we need to look at him. Hey, guys, tell him here. He said, listen, young, God has already spoke. He said, hey, listen, there's something that you started that you've left undone. And when we get back to our priority, God will begin to priorily bless us again. Amen. Things will go a little further. You say, well, preacher, I just don't feel like I have enough. I just can't make ends meet. Let me tell you what to do. Take on a missionary. Amen? Take on some saint of God that's out there trying to win souls for Jesus and send them a little piece of money every month. Amen? God begin to bless you. Amen? Take a nation of Israel, praise God. Get a good group and send them a little something to help them out in the battle they fight continuously. God will help you. He said, I'll bless those that'll bless Israel, and I'll curse those that'll curse Israel. Praise God, we need to be a blessing. When we try to be a blessing, when you try to be a blessing to others, God will bless you. I've seen it time after time after time. You can't outgive Him. Amen, I promise you, you cannot outgive. You say, well, preacher, I've got bills to make. I've got rent to pay, house payment. I've got car payments. I've got all this stuff. Amen. But praise God. God, God's bigger than all that stuff. God is bigger than that. But He said, you have a hole. You earn these wages, but you throw it in a sack with holes. He said, there's just no blessing. Verse number 7 says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. He said, think about what you're doing. And think about why you're doing it. Amen. Well, preacher, you know how it is. I'm just trying to get ahead. Amen. Everybody is. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Praise God. But we need the Lord God Almighty, praise God, to help us in that endeavor. Praise God. See, God had made a promise. Amen. And the people knew the covenant of God to Israel. But yet they got started and they didn't finish. God don't like people that get started and don't finish. Amen. You know why? Because He's a finishing God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said He wouldn't call us to do something that He wouldn't help us do. God intends for you to finish your course. Paul said, I've finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. Praise the Lord. All we can do is just finish our course. Keep the faith. Keep pressing on for God. They knew that God promised. Amen. He promised to bless those, praise God, and them, if they obeyed His word. If they kept His word. Amen. He would bless them. But if they didn't keep His word, look what He said to happen. Verse number 10. He said, therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. I called for a drought upon the land, upon the mountains, and upon the corn, upon the new wine, upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon the men, and upon cattle, and upon the labor of the hands. Does that sound familiar? Have you looked around your house lately? Has your grass got crunchy under your feet? Wake up, children, praise God. God bless your sweetheart. We need to get back to following God, to loving God, to building something for Him so He can bless us again. So that the early rains and the later rains can come upon us and bless us, praise God, from His abundance. We got to have it. He said, because if we don't, He said that discipline will come from the Lord. Amen. He'll begin to... This isn't new stuff. This is the way that it's always been. Hello? Let me show you something. If you go back to Leviticus chapter 26, back to Leviticus chapter 26, amen, third book of the Old Testament, all the way back in the front, Old Schofield's 161. You go back all the way to Leviticus chapter 26, and the Lord says this. I'm going to hit this pretty quick through this chapter. I want you to see it. Now, this is the law of the land. And it's the conditions. Now, listen. It's the conditions that God give for the people to be blessed. Hello? For the people to be blessed. He said, you shall make you no idols or graven images. In other words, you can't put anything before me. Hello? That's right out the gate. Amen. God didn't play around with that. He said, you try to put anything before me. He said, it won't work. How many things have we got that we put before God? How many little idols do we have? How many little things that we do, praise God, that we, well, I would do that, preacher, but, I got to get little Joey down to the ball game. I got to get little Joey. I tell you what we need to do. We need to quit taking little Joey to the ball game on Sundays and Wednesdays, Wednesday night, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, they'll kick him off too. Glory to God, that's probably the best thing that could happen. Amen. I'd rather have little Joey down at the house of God than some ball field. Amen. But the idols. He said, neither rear you up any standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in our land, or bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. He said, you keep your Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. That's pretty straight up, ain't it? He said, don't have anything before me. He said, hey, don't forget the day of worship. And don't forget, praise God, the place of worship. And don't forget, glory to God, that I am the Lord. Well, glory. I'm glad it's that way. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you have a problem with that? Hello? Is anybody mad at me for preaching this morning? That's straight out of the book. That's from God. Amen. He said, this is the way it'll be. He said, if you want me to bless you and help you, and you have the things I can pour out upon you, he said, you're going to have to get some things straight. You've got some unfinished work to do. Amen. You know what? Listen to me. We're all guilty. I'm just as guilty as you are. Amen. I am, Pastor Jeff is just as guilty as you are. I get so caught up in things sometimes that I forget the most important part. He said, Pastor, surely you don't. Surely I do. He said, if you walk in my statute, keep my commandments and do them, then I'll give you the rain and due season, the land will yield or increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Amen. He said, God said, I'll bless you. He said, if you'll just do what I tell you. He said, preacher, what do we got to do? We got to live according to this book. Amen. I'm so sick of people saying, well, preacher, I know God says but. They ain't no buts, praise God. God says it. He means it. All we got to just do is fall in under it. Praise God. He goes on verse 11 and said, I'll give peace in the land. Amen. You shall lie down and none shall make you afraid. And I'll rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall a sword go through your land. You shall chase your enemies. They shall fall before you by the sword. How do we want to be prosperous again? How do we want to have peace and harmony? And you'd pray, being obedient to the Lord, doing what God says. Now, I think it's a good day that we take time out to pray and praise God and give offer of thanksgiving for Him being so good to us. So good to me and you this morning. Praise His holy name. Praise God. And he goes on down, but he says that in verse number 9, he said, I'll have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you And you shall eat the old store and bring forth the old because of new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk, now watch this, I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Now, where did we hear that before? Huh? Could it be over in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 16? God said the same thing. Paul said, this is what God says. This is a promise he made to them. Praise God in the old book, and he makes it to us in the new book. Why? Because God don't change. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. Praise God says he'll still love you, praise God, tomorrow just like he loved you when he's hanging on the cross for you. That love hasn't quenched. That love hasn't taken a back seat to nothing. But he said, I'll walk among you. So I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Now, Egypt, what is that a type of? The world. Amen. Because I brought you out of the world. See, we want to stay in the world too much. You have to come out of the world. Be separate, saith the Lord. He said, you should not be their bondman. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. He said, I've turned you loose, set you free. You're free indeed when you're free in the Lord. Amen. But then he gives us warnings about chastisement. If we abhor his judgments and his commandments, we break his covenant that he made with us. Verse 16, he said he would also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you your terror, consummation and a burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sorrow, shall show your seed in vain, and your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you will reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. Amen. And he said, if that ain't enough, he said, we'll add to it. He said, I will punish you seven times more for your sins, verse 18. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. He said, you won't even be able to get through with a prayer. Wouldn't that be sad? That would be desolating to those that believe. He said, your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. Oh, what sadness. Verse 21, he said, if that ain't bad enough, he said, I will walk contrary, and if you walk contrary unto me, I will not hearken unto, and will not hearken unto me. I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. He said, I'll send wild beasts among you. That's kind of what we got in these cities today. Our big cities, they're just a ravaging beast. Amen. Godless beast that we call human beings that just ravaging our big cities. Amen. God said, I'll send them among you. We shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highway shall be desolate. Amen. Falling apart. And he said, if that ain't enough, I haven't got your attention yet. If that not reformed, be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary to me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and I will punish you yet seven times for your sins. I'll bring a sword upon you, pestilence, deliver you in the hand of the enemy, a broken staff. He said, when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. He said, there won't be enough to go around. Then he said, that's not enough. Amen. Do I need to read any more of them? God says, this is what we'll do. This is what I'll have to do. If you won't turn back to me, if you won't finish what I put you here to do. He said, this is what I'm going to do. Is there any wonder we're having to go and abide in all the things that we're abiding in today? The trials, the afflictions. Amen. Because we've left things unfinished. Bless it, bless our heart. Amen. You never lose when you put God first in your life. Amen. You never lose when you put God first in your life. Amen. We see God in His ministers here back in Haggai chapter number 1. Praise God. He used the word to encourage the leaders. I'm just using the word this morning just to encourage, amen, us, our leaders. You say, who? They said, preacher, I'm not a leader. Yes, you are. If you're a born-again believer, you're a leader. Hello? Whether you like it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, you are a leader. You're the one that's supposed to go before the Lord. Amen? It don't matter, if you're 10 years old or 100 years old. If you're a born-again believer, you are a leader. You're part of the people. Amen? That's ministering for the Lord. But he said, if we'll minister to the Lord, we see here God used the Word of God to arouse the leaders and the people of God. He said they began to build the temple. Amen? They began to accomplish the work. It takes God's leaders and God's people to accomplish the work, to get it done. Amen? It takes both of them. We see here in chapter 1, verse 12 through 14, Zerubbabel, God began to deal with his heart, and he began to lift up the people and the priest. He said, with the remnant of the people. And so they obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. And the word, see, it took the word of God, the word of Haggai. I want you to notice something here. Verse number one, it says, it's the sixth month of the first day of the month. Amen. The second year of Darius. The sixth month and the first day of the month. But in verse 15, it says this, in the fourth and 20th day of the sixth month, the second year of Darius the king. You see what took place here? It took Haggai preaching at them every day, all day, for 23 days. I didn't catch that till last night, yesterday evening. It took Haggai 23 days of constantly preaching to them. And Zerubbabel said, you know what? We better listen to the man of God. Said, it's dry out here. It's desolate. Food's drying up. People's drying up. People don't care no more. He said, we better listen to God. He said, we better do what God says. So it took the stirring in the land. It took the stirring of the leaders. It took the stirring of the workers to get things going. It took both of them. Stirred by what? Stirred by the Lord. Stirred by the Word of God. Amen? It took them walking in the fear of the Lord. Praise God. He said they sent people, and people did fear before the Lord. Amen. What's missing today is the fear of God. We don't have no fear of God. We'll chew our blow gum, blow our bubbles, pop our bubbles, and just go on like nothing's happening. Amen. But it don't work that way. David asked a question in Psalms 11 and 3. He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. We finished the work. Amen. And the answer is that we get to the work. It said we go to work. And we begin to establish the foundation again. Amen. Then to get back to the foundation, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. A sure foundation, a solid foundation. Amen. An unfinished work that's put out there for you and I to do. Because we don't want to be desolate. We don't left behind. We want the work, praise God, to commence. Amen. The work to commence. Hey, we may not finish it, but we can finish our part. I told you before, I was real bad to start on projects, and I never finished much. I'll just be honest, I hardly ever finished any of them. I mean, really. I was like a crazy guy that was down there feeding the hogs, you know, and ate the husk, praise God, if it had done me good. And I come to myself. I said, you know what? I'm just going to do one thing at a time and work on it until I get it done. That works a whole lot better. Amen. Instead of having a whole lot of things that you start, you hit a lick or two at, and a little lick or two there at. He said, just settle, be resolute, praise God, just come back and say, you know what? I'm just going to work for God till I get it right. Amen. I'm going to work for God till I get it right, praise God. And guess what? The Lord will help you start taking care of all those other little tasks that you have. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God just starts putting things in places. Puts them where they need to be so he can get the glory. Amen. Haggai's trying to tell us here. He said, listen, young. He said, it's 70 years in bitter bondage, 70 years in captivity. God has turned us loose. God has given us a project. See, the initial project for the nation of Israel was go into the whole world and say, listen, there is a God, and He's real. God Jehovah, praise God, and He's real. That was their whole purpose. That was their whole job. And they failed it miserably. They come down to here, and God gives them another opportunity to go up there and build the temple. He said, build my house. God says, hey, I'm not happy with you. He says this in verse number 9, listen, and I'm done. He said, you look for much, and lo, it came too little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. He said, why? He said, why did I do that? Why didn't I allow your works to prosper? Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house. He said, you didn't think about the things of God. He said, after I've done all that I've done for you, he said, you couldn't take time out for me. He said, that's why I did it. He said, that's why you don't have none. That's why you feel so depressed. That's why you feel so left out. That's why you feel so needy. Because you ain't doing what you need to be doing for me. And I've already done everything I need to do for you. I remember when Jesus was on the cross. Amen. In that last hour, he said, it is finished. He completed the work. So that you and I, praise God, might complete the work that we have. Amen. He said, but right now, Haggai said, we have an unfinished work. And God's wanting us to finish the job, to stay the course, to get the work done. Amen. I wonder today, what about you? What about us? What about the church? Amen. Do you want the church to prosper? Amen. Well, then you're going to have to get in here and finish it. Yeah, preacher, how can we finish the church? We get in there to make it the best it can be for the glory of God. Amen. Make it the priority along with Jesus Christ. And then God will bless you. And you won't run around throwing you stuff in a sack that's got holes in it. And it just running out the bottom with no glory being given. Amen. God will bless you on purpose, praise God, because you're trying to do that. That'll bring God glory. That'll lift up His house. That'll lift up His name. That'll lift up His Son. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. What are you saying, Pastor John? I said, the world would be a better place if we didn't leave the work unfinished, but we'd begin to try to finish the work that God put us here, left us here to do for His glory.